Hello.
Hi, is this Adam Morong speaking?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Adam, this is Sheldon Wagner from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just sitting out in my car on break right now.
That's great. That's great to hear. So, welcome on board. I see you've signed up with us for a ghostwriting service. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Perfect. So, first of all, I would like to welcome you on and tell me a bit about yourself. I'll be your project manager going forward on this project. So, tell me a bit about yourself, and we'll work from
Sure,
there.
yeah. First, could you tell me your name again just so I can, address you?
Sheldon Benjamin.
Sheldon Benjamin. Gotcha, man.
Yeah.
I can remember that. That's a nice name. I like that. Okay.
For, yeah.
Yeah. So, one, I am very excited about this because I've been working on this project for about, I'd say, technically a little bit over a year. But I haven't, I've barely touched the manuscript. I tried writing the first chapter in a bit, or like the first kind of instance, but I'm really, really trying to just nail down the world building and the characters and the magic system and just the whole history of the world. So every time I'm writing, I can always reference back in my brain at least, because
I
obviously the
see.
audience reading the book, they're not going to be reading a history book. They're going to be reading a story. It's just for my sake. I want everything to be as accurate as possible within this world. So I've spent this last entire year. Whenever I have free time, I've made a map, and it's pretty detailed. I've made all these different characters. There's three separate ages where the book takes place in the middle of the third age. Got tons of different races, a different magic system. You've got monarchs, you've got kings, you've got different races. All of this stuff I've been working on, and I've always wanted to be some kind of writer since I was like a little kid. I used to sell like short stories in elementary school for like, half a dollar or
That's
a
very
dollar, depending on
nice.
how big they were. Yeah, so I'm really, really big into books. I'm a singer too, and I'd love to be, like on Broadway and shit. But being an author is a lot more, like, it's still difficult, but it's a lot more
It's an
viable, a
achievement,
lot more realistic.
definitely.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, that's me, man. I want to be an author, and I want people to read my books and have an emotional connection to the world like I do with Robin Hobb and Christopher Paolini and Brandon Sanderson. You know what I mean? I want to be that person.
So, just give me a gist of what exactly is your book about. It's history related, but I'm very confused. Is it because I kind of hear it like it's nonfiction, but also linked
Right.
to the history of the world. Is it like that?
It is nonfiction. The world I'm creating right now, it is its own. Sorry, I don't know why the hell I said nonfiction. It is fiction. Complete fan. It's high fantasy. High
I
fantasy,
see.
like all the way, like Lord of the Rings style.
I see. Okay, understood. So you have been creating this entire world of nonfiction with multiple entities, I would say, different races and stuff like that. So this is a, what kind of setting are we talking? Are we talking medieval setting?
That is a very good question. So when it comes to the setting, when it comes to, I don't know the technical term for its like kind of time period-esque when it comes to relation to our world. I guess you could call it a medieval setting because they live in like, you've got a big old castle, but then below the castle, or like at least kind of below it, not literally in a sense, but like elevation in a way. You've got the town and the smiths and the shops and everything. Then you've got these dirt roads that kind of are worn in by natural travel that lead to other little towns. You've got harbors with wooden ships. So I guess you could say it's in a more medieval time. Yeah.
Understood. So it is indeed a medieval time. Got it. So, Adam, have you ever used Teamwork?
Excuse me?
Have you ever used the platform Teamwork?
Teamwork. No, I haven't. What is that?
Okay. Are you able to access your email at this time?
Yeah, I can.
So can you kindly open your email?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Oh, yeah, I got two from you.
Yeah. So there are two emails. Kindly open the first one, the one that came first.
Yeah.
It should be an invitation. You can click on Get Started, and you will be guided to an account creation page. Okay?
Doing it right now.
Perfect. So we use a platform called Teamwork to communicate with all of our clients. You can reach out to us on our personal phone numbers or on the extension that I'm going to give you right now. You'll see that in
Gotcha.
the welcome message within the platform. So,
Here we go.
Kindly give me 1 second.
Let me open this in Chrome, add it to my home screen.
Okay. So once you complete the sign up, you'll be guided to your project page, okay?
Yep, I'm here now.
Okay, on the top left, do you see your name?
Yeah.
Okay, just below your name, you see different list of options going as list, board, table, dashboard, right?
Right.
At the end of those options, you should see messages.
Yes.
So click on messages, kindly.
Okay, I got you. I see an attachment, gnome book writing.
Yeah, click on welcome on board first. You'll be guided to the full message.
Let's see here.
So once you're there, you'll see general on an onboarding message from us. And in that message, you can find at the end of it, you can see, feel free to reach out to me for any queries on 218-300-9881. That is our office number, okay, and with my extension, that's 606. And my personal cell number is also there. That is 217-598-8637, okay?
Yes. Gotcha.
So in terms of my personal number, we don't work on weekends, so
sure.
I may or may not pick up on weekends. It's a dependent variable, okay?
That's fine. I wouldn't expect you guys to work more than you should anyways.
So aside from that, in order to download files, what you can do is, do you see the file attached below?
Yeah, yeah, I just downloaded it. I have it opened up on my phone right now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So it's just a form for you. Once you fill that out, you can send that back to us with any details that you have related to the book, okay?
Sure.
It can be happy design, any characters you've made, written up. So from what my understanding, what I got from the sales team was that first you have to design an outline for you. Is that correct? Of how the story should
yes.
flow?
I have a kind of an outline. I use a software called Dabble Writer. That's
mm-hmm.
what I've been using for the majority of everything I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I have an outline on there. I'm not 100% satisfied with it. I don't really like it too much, but like the main beats of it, you know, the rising action, the climax, the falling action, and you know, your normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the main plot points, but when it comes to kind of the in-between stuff that I'm working on, I don't really like it too much, but I have an idea.
I understand. We have good fictional writers over here, so it's no problem. They'll develop a good outline
awesome.
For you, but at the end of the day, they still need an idea to start working on. So you have a developed outline. You have basically have a foundation for us to work with, which
yeah.
is good. So whenever possible, okay, fill out the form and send to me the details related to the book. Any material that you have, you can attach. Let me tell you how to send
yeah.
a message, okay? So
yeah.
kindly go back to the message section.
I am here right now.
Click on welcome on board.
Click on,
okay.
can you say that again?
Yeah, the welcome on board tab.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. All right, I am
okay.
here.
Once you click on welcome on board, you can scroll down. You'll see a blue add reply button, okay?
Yes.
Once you click on the add reply button, a text box will open up. Do you see it?
Yep.
Okay, now the text box, you can type out any message here, and below that text box, you should first see who should be notified, right?
Gotcha, yes. I see your name, Sheldon Benjamin,
yeah.
and then Daniel McCain.
Yeah, Daniel McCain. Mr. Daniel McCain will be with us throughout this project, okay? However, he will
okay.
come up from time to time. Daniel McCain is the assigned strategist for this project, okay? He will
okay.
tell you what exactly you can do in order to improve on your current book, the different ways to market it, different ways to improve the writing. He'll talk about different services that we offer from time to time. It's completely
yep.
optional if you want to get it or not. But as a strategist, and they've been working for, you know, the past 8 to 10 years, they have a good idea on how books work and what exactly you can do with them. Okay? Kind of
sure.
like supervision.
Okay.
But throughout the project, I'll be the person dealing in terms of I'll be the communication bridge between you and the team and every, you know, aspect of the project. Okay?
Yes.
So below that, you see the attach file option. So when you're sending the file back to me, you can attach the file here. Okay.
Awesome.
You
okay.
can also, if you're on your PC, you can just drag and drop files directly
yep.
in this section, and it'll automatically pick it up. Okay.
Cool.
And then you can just push a reply, and I'll get it. In order to streamline communication, we don't make new messages. We just keep it on this single thread. Okay.
That's, yeah, that makes sense.
So whenever we want to, you know, get back to our conversations, we can just, you know, follow the stream and we know where we're going. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. So any questions that you have at this time, Adam?
Let me think. Well, before I do say any questions, I just want you to know I am so excited. Like, I am beyond excited right now because this, like, there's so many things I love doing, and sitting down and writing a manuscript versus creating a world, two different things.
Yep.
Every time I try to sit down and write a manuscript, I'm either blocked or I'm bored. But writing the world, I'm just, like, so excited about it. So this world has lived in my head for, like, a year, and, like, I can't share it with anybody because it's really hard to communicate verbally the entirety of what you have in your head,
the
idea.
I completely understand. Because you have a design, you have a system going on. Only you at this time understand it, but you want other people to understand how that system works. What's the storyline?
Exactly.
What's the plot? What's the main character doing?
Yes, I want to share it with as many people as I possibly can. And this is, I'm
amazing.
So excited.
That is amazing.
So your number is the 217 number?
Yes, that's a 217 number.
Okay, and when should I ever use that? Like you said, we can obviously just
use
the message board.
You can use
here.
That during working days. You can always just, you know, text me or call me. It's absolutely no problem. I work between 11 to 8 EST, okay?
Okay, 11 to 8, got you.
Where are you from? I never asked where you're from.
Right now, I'm going to be here for a while. Right now, I live in Utah.
Utah. So,
yeah.
What
so it is 10:25 in the morning right now.
It's 10:25, so you're like mountain time?
Yes.
Okay, you're like 4 hours away from us.
Oh, wow.
Like East Coast.
Oh, I just came from there. I was in North Carolina.
Oh, nice. We're in New York.
Where I was born. Oh, cool. Okay, that's neat. I think I've been there once, but it was only for like 3 days.
Ah.
Okay. So
it's hard to get around New York in 3 days. It's very convenient.
It really is. It was it was a family thing. We just wanted to have a good time, and we saved up money for a couple of years to go there.
That's nice. That's nice.
So that first number, the 218, is that basically if I just have any questions about somebody
like
very
to
general
generally
questions?
Contact me during office hours, it's good to use that number because that's the number I'm calling you from right now. It's a local landline.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yes. So,
and then that's
aside
your personal
from that, aside from that, the important thing is going to be explaining you the process of how things are going to work, okay?
Okay.
So once you send us the forms and all the details, it'll take 7 to 10 working days, okay, to evaluate all the details and come up with a first draft. Now, keep in mind there is no, you know, guarantee that the first draft might be the most exciting draft because it sometimes takes a while for the team to understand what exactly you're trying to portray. We might have a good idea, but we might not have the right direction. Okay?
Yeah.
So sometimes we need the help from the author, in this case you, to help guide us at that time when we're wrong. Okay? So initial drafts, no promises, but as we go along, we'll make the drafts better and more according to your preferences. Okay?
Sure, okay.
And going forward, once we have the first 7 to 10 days are gone, you will get a draft after every 4 to 5 working days from your response. Like, say I sent you a file, let's say, on Monday, and you respond to me that on Wednesday. So onwards from Wednesday, we'll take 4 to 5 working days. So next week, Wednesday or Thursday, you should have another response from us, okay?
Awesome. Okay. Yeah.
So that's the overall process we work with. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at any time, and we can talk about it. No problems.
Sure. All right. I appreciate it. Is it 227 for you guys right now?
No, it's not 227. It's about 1227.
Oh, okay. So you guys are just 2 hours ahead of me. Okay, that's better. Because I get off work at, like, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I wouldn't want to be like...
I understand.
Yeah, you get it.
Definitely. You can always Google time. It's not...
Oh, yeah, I could do that too.
That's what we do usually. We just Google and we add the location.
All right, well, whenever I do get home today, I will fill out that form to the best of my ability, as detailed as I can make it, and I will shoot it back to you guys.
Perfect. By the way, what do you do? What exactly do you for a living?
Right now, I'm an account manager for a housekeeping team at a hospital and a nursing home. That's all.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. And but the looks, by the sound of it, you seem young. May I ask how old you are?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm 24.
24. That's nice. You're writing a book. That's very nice that you are trying to do what you can and you're doing what you like at this age. It's very nice.
Yeah, I love it. I love books, man. Books are just everything for me.
That's very good. That's very good. Oh, if you have any questions at any time, Adam, you can reach out to me. And as soon as you send the details over, let's start working on it. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, man, for calling.
No problem, Adam. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, you too, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.